Now, we learned today more Australians than ever visited their general practitioner for chronic pain. Now, this is 2015-16, but they're the most recent numbers available. And it means an estimated 1.6 million people aged 45 and over lived with persistent ongoing pain in 2016. This is a new report from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare. I thought I'd have a chat to Catherine Faulks. She's the head of chronic conditions, the unit there, and spokesperson for the AIHW, and she's on the line. How are you, Catherine?
I'm well, thank you, Luke, and thanks for your interest in this report today.
Not at all. Chronic pain, is there a simple definition? It seems that, I don't know if I'm unlucky or not, but lots of people I know have got some kind of pain, a niggle somewhere, but this is a bit different, I suspect, when we say chronic pain.
Yeah, so chronic pain is a very complex condition. But in general terms, we describe it as pain that lasts beyond the normal healing time after injury or illness. It mostly lasts for more than 3 to 6 months. It's ongoing, and people with chronic pain experience it on most days of the week.
So in 2016, it was estimated, I think you found, that almost 1 in 5 Australians 45 and over had chronic pain, and I think you say it's higher in women compared to men. Is that right?
Yeah, you've got that right there, Luke. The report did find that in 2016, about 1.6 million people aged over 45 reported that they had chronic pain. We found that the proportion of people with chronic pain increased with increasing age, and we found that women were more likely to have chronic pain.
Do you feel it's, I know you've done the research here, but is there a chance that it's underreported? I only ask that because I reckon there'd be a lot of people that would just put up with it and maybe rely on Panadol or the like, or is this a condition that by definition you wouldn't put up with?
I think it's really varied, and because of the nature of the way that we collect information on this nationally, which relies on survey data, for everyone, pain is quite subjective. So some people may be more inclined to report that they have chronic pain. Some people might sort of not tick that box.
Yeah.
But we do see it related to many other chronic conditions, and mainly sort of conditions associated with the musculoskeletal system, like arthritis. But we can also see it associated with other medical conditions like cancer, endometriosis or migraines, and for some people the cause of their chronic pain is not even known.
The GP being, I guess, the first point of call, does that mean that there's some underdiagnosis? Again, just pressing that point?
Well, yeah, so unfortunately in Australia we don't have a good picture of what's happening in general practice at the national scale. So the report is using data from a few years ago, but we found that between about 2005 and 2016, that the rate of GP visits where chronic pain was managed increased by about 67%.
Jeez.
Yeah, there could be a lot of things going on here, in that the proportion of people with chronic pain is probably increasing,
yeah.
or the role of the GP is also increasing, and perhaps people are seeking that that treatment and not sort of putting up with it, as you said earlier.
Yeah, and Catherine, I'm assuming this leads to a whole range of other lifestyle concerns. For example, I'm just thinking aloud, sleep would be one of them.
Yeah, so our report found that people with chronic pain reported that they were 5 times more likely to be limited a lot in their daily activities. They were also more likely to experience mental health issues such as depression and anxiety. They often suffer from sleep disturbance and fatigue. And their ability to work and get involved in social activities is also really limited.
And I guess that leaves aside too potential side effects or the like from being on pain medication for, you know, in the long term. That's got to be an absolute negative as well.
So our report found that pain medication is quite an important, plays an important role in the treatment and management of chronic pain. But it also acknowledges that that is just one aspect of management. There are many other non-pharmacological interventions that can be explored and that can complement pain medication as well.
Yeah. But it's obviously a significant issue. And Catherine, I appreciate your time and making all that clear for our listeners. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Catherine Fawkes, she's the head of the Chronic Conditions Unit and spokesperson for the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare. And that report on chronic pain is released today.